Friday, so it's Good Friday. Looking forward to having a group of people with us at church on Friday night, so just want to invite you. If you're in Highlands County, we'd love for you to come. We'll be meeting at 6 o'clock. I spent a lot of time this week just looking through John 18 and John 19 and thinking about Good Friday, all that's part of that, and for your abide, if you're reading the abide part, you're reading John chapter 19 as well. And so there's a lot of information for you, a lot of verses, and a lot of things to really consider. And so as you look at John 18 and 19, a phrase that I'll use on Sunday night is just looking at the cost and the choice of redemption. As I read through 18 and 19, the cost and the choice over and over again, go back and forth where Jesus is just willing really to do whatever he has to do for our redemption. So I'll try not to share what I'm going to share for Good Friday, you know, on this part of it, but I spent a fair amount of time thinking through the flogging, thinking through the crucifixion, watching the turmoil between Pilate and Jesus. A phrase that's been really interesting to wrestle with is where Pilate makes a statement, even if he's more afraid, he entered into the headquarters again. This is 19:9, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me. Do you not know that I have authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it would be given to you from above. Therefore, whoever delivered me over to you has a greater sin." Just the humility of Jesus saying, "Listen, bub, you don't have any authority. And the only reason that we're having this conversation is because my Father wants me to die for a group of people. And I'm willing to do that. So you can rant and rave and you can make this about you, but it's not really about you, Pilate. It's about me making the choice to die so some people can have redemption, so that people could have hope. And so you can go on as much as you want to." The whole discussion of Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, Pilate puts it on there. Many of the Jews read it, now I'm over in 20, and the inscription for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic and Latin and in Greek. So the chief priests, the ones who should have really recognized that he was the Messiah, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write King of the Jews, but rather this man said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I've written, I have written." Again, the humility, the choice, the cost of Jesus. As all this stuff is going on, he could have stepped in at any moment and said, "Listen, I want to change this conversation." But ultimately, as you get to the end of John chapter 19, it is, you know, it is finished. There are the words that just, again, reiterate the choice and the cost. The Romans didn't crucify him. The chief priests weren't strong enough. It was Jesus saying, "Listen, I long for redemption. I long for these people to know who my Father is. And the only way this is going to happen is if I do what I have to do, and I will choose to be crucified, and I'll give up my life." The more I read John 18 and 19, the more my heart is overwhelmed. The more my heart is filled with gratitude. The more I'm reminded to serve and not be served. The more thankful I am for Jesus. I know life is busy right now. It's Easter weekend. But pause and spend some time in John 18 and 19. The choice and the cost of redemption. Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity that we have just to gather around your word again. To be together as a family around your word. And so now we ask that you would just take your word and impact deep into our hearts. Thank you for your willingness to sacrifice for us. We love you and we need Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.